What's the longest you've ever driven in a car for a road trip? This weekend, I'm going on a 13-hour road trip, which is long. I did it last year, and I said I was never going to do it again. And here we are a year later, and it's amazing how you forget.
I've got you beat. 4 days, and that would only be if you were driving constant. I've driven across the country one, two, three times, there and back. Three times, yep.
Have you ever done it with small children?
I have not. I got to tell you, the first cross-country road trip that I took, I did it by myself.
Oh.
So it was almost like spiritual. I was out there like meditating while driving and having difficulty staying awake.
Well, I get the enjoyment of going on this road trip with my 3-year-old and my 13-year-old and my husband. And my 3-year-old is currently obsessed with I Spy with My Little Eye. She thinks it is the greatest game that has ever been played in the history of games. We play like down the street to the grocery store.
Sure.
I am dreading 13 hours of I Spy with My Little Eye because it's not even like you can like play for real. You have to say things like, I spy with my little eye something that has four wheels. And then she'll yell, car! And then we'll be like, yeah. And then you get to the same one like 3 minutes later.
Okay, the basics.
Yeah.
Is that because she's three or is it because you're just driving by things at 50, 60 miles per hour and obviously her field of vision is changing?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. All of that.
My dog can't see anything when he sticks his head out the window over 45 miles per hour. Maybe if you guys slowed down a little bit.
I was looking at other games that we could play in the car, like trying to fool her. I'm not sure if any of these are any better. Punch buggy. Everybody just looking for punch buggies and then just slugging each other. God, I hated that. And I'm glad no one does that anymore.
The first person that hits me in the car, we're going to have a problem.
Right. 20 questions. Did you ever play this game? That's when somebody has something in their mind and they describe it and they keep asking questions until somebody guesses correctly.
Oh, so like clues, basically.
Yeah.
Right? I see. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course, with a 3-year-old, it's going to have to be like, he's furry and red and 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
And you see him on Sesame Street. It's going to have to be that kind of stuff.
I mean, if she's asking you the questions, you're going to have to be clairvoyant or you'll never get out of it.
The hold your breath game. Did you ever play that?
No.
So every time you go through a tunnel or over a bridge, you have to hold your breath and you lose if you do. I was like, I don't know if that's a healthy game. I think somebody's going to get hurt playing that.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this week. Alicia, what is happening? How are you?
It's been a terrible week, Anna. Dog's got skunked again. I'm having a week. Is it too early for a cocktail?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's up to you, I guess. Both your dogs got sprayed by a skunk again. It just happened a few months ago, too, right, Raven?
Yeah, it was terrible this time, though. It was even worse than the first time.
Alicia, do you think Raven was right to let the dogs back in the house after they were skunked?
Of course not. And I was passed out on the couch, mind you. That's how I woke up to him screaming, the dog got skunk, and then here comes the dog running into the living room.
I don't know if you know this, but he pulled the Ring camera footage. I think your reaction, trying not to vomit, is so natural because that smell is so bad.
Not like I had a choice. I mean, the dog slipped in right behind me. He's always a mama's boy. I mean, obviously, he was scared. He was upset. He's like, hey, Mom, let me jump on you.
I had no idea there was video. That's awesome.
You didn't tell her that there's video of it?
No. And, I mean, her dry heaving sound was so strong. My wife has a stomach like a trucker or like a billy goat. Like, I mean, pretty much anything that she hammers down, like she can keep in there. She doesn't get sick. And when she does get sick, it's like stealth. I would have no idea. In that video, her dry heaving was so prominent. And I remember it's the biggest thing I remember from the night of the dog getting skunked that I was like, oh. It made me instantly want to be sick myself.
This is the audio from the camera.
Oh, great.
Babe? Babe, they got sprayed by a skunk. Oh, my God. Here comes back. They're grabbing him. He needs to go right in the bath right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh.
Barbecue too.
It's a very flattering sound.
Wow, that is so sexy.
I mean, it's so relatable, Alicia, because everybody knows that feeling when you smell either vomit or skunk and you're just like this.
Yeah, I just woke up. I literally just opened my eyes. It was probably 1,000 times worse because that was, I opened my eyes first thing I smelled. And mind you, I don't have my smell back completely either. That's how bad it was.
Imagine if you hadn't had COVID and that was, you would have just been throwing up everywhere.
I most definitely would have thrown up.
Oh, man. How did Raven handle the whole situation?
We were just yelled at each other while I tried to bathe the dogs, and it was just a nightmare. I never want to do that ever again. They are not even allowed off the leash at night when it's dark now. So one of them won't go to the bathroom because he doesn't want to be on a leash. So it's just chaos here.
It's funny, like when we go out back now, during the day, they're fine. But at night, the dogs are like traumatized. And I got to admit, I am too. I haven't walked around the back of the shed since that night.
Oh, no way. No way.
it's so funny. I can't help it. Sorry, Alicia.
Oh, yeah. You wait till you get a skunk in your yard, Anna, and see how funny it is.
Oh, no. I'm sure it'd be exactly like that. All right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
He's been going around playing audio and showing video of me dry heaving, so he's getting a C. I had no idea that was going on. That's terrible.
I can't believe you didn't tell her, Raven.
Nope.
I mean, do you think it would have been better if I had?
You're right. You're probably right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's the 4th of July edition of All I Need to Know About You. What's the thing that drives you absolutely crazy? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Mike.
You plan road construction on the 4th of July weekend? That's all I need to know about you.
Oh my gosh. Even here, down the street, they're fixing this bridge over here. And I don't understand. It's been going nonstop. It's backed up for miles. Mm. Like, this is the weekend you decide to do it?
Are you talking about on the parkway?
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, they only work on this parkway when it's nice out. They never work on the parkway when it's a stormy day, if it's drizzling, anything like that. This is the prettiest highway we've got around here, and they choose to work on it during the nicest days. I guarantee you they're out on this one during the 4th, too.
If only they could bring a cooler and some hot dogs, they would be so happy.
Do it another day.
Back up traffic for 17 miles, but you know what? You enjoy cutting down that tree.
We got to chip it today, too. We got to block all the lanes for the chipper. Are you serious?
Sydney, that's all I need to know about you.
If you complain about the fireworks on social media, that's all I need to know about you.
It's enough, right? Like, I mean, I get it. If you got dogs or something like that and you're worried about it. I have dogs. They hate the fireworks. They're annoyed by it. I'm not whining about it on Twitter. Like, I mean, I'm a grown-up. Seriously, what would my opinion do to sway yours in any way, shape, or form? Why am I going to waste myself on these 240 characters? I'm not doing it.
I get upset, too, about the fireworks. Like, I think that in the middle of the night, and it's a lot, and people take it way too far. But I never understood, like, just because you put a post up on Facebook being like, these people are, so, like, who's going to respond to that? It's not like the police are going to be like, oh, wait a minute, _underdog347 just posted that there's fireworks in her neighborhood. Let's figure out where she lives and go there and see what's going on.
Yeah, all points bulletin. Let's make sure that we wrap the rest of these people up, right? Get on it.
Morgan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't walk your dog with a leash, then that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, so I like to take my dog off the leash when I can, all right? But he's not one of these dogs that runs in people's yards and does all that. He stays literally right next to me. And whenever I see a person, it's like having your high beams on and then you see a car and you flick him off. I put him back on the leash. Whenever I see people or somebody else with another dog, he likes the freedom. I don't know. But in the neighborhood, it's risky.
It is risky. Yeah. I don't like it either. It makes me uncomfortable because I know that your dog is well-trained. I know that you trust your dog, but all it takes is... You know, I have a 3-year-old with me. All it takes is one small thing, and she's small. And then you hear these stories all the time about these toddlers that get bit.
I do it when I'm hiking. I do it in the woods and pathways. I do not do it in the neighborhood. My wife doesn't like it on the street.
No, only in my fenced in area. Otherwise, Lila's on a leash. Angel, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't put sunscreen on your kids and then they get sunburned, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, it's true. You see those kids that are all sunburned and you're like, where is your mother? What happened? Did she forget to pack it? Not that I'm hating on that because it's happened to me before, too.
But you know what happens, man. Kids just go run around, right? And if there's water, you can't get kids out of water. I don't care if it's the ocean. I don't care if it's a pool, sprinkler system. They don't cooperate. Did you put it back on? Huh? Did you towel off after? No, I got to put it back on. Those kids will do whatever they can. They will run away from you the entire time.
Have you ever gotten a medical diagnosis and you thought they were messing with you because it sounded like the dumbest made-up thing they've ever heard in your whole entire life?
I don't know where they come up with these names. Like, I figured that, you know, isn't it usually like a scientist that discovers something or something they see next to something? Like, they'll name a bug for, like, Taylor Swift or the scientists.
So I had ACL meniscus surgery in my right knee back at the end of December, and I'm still in a whole lot of pain. And I've been going to physical therapy, and I'm doing all the stuff I'm supposed to take, and I take the medicine, and I do everything. Finally, the surgeon is like, let's get you an MRI. Now, here's the thing. There is nothing more stressful than going to an MRI.
Hmm.
And there's a reason why the only person I ever flirt with is the MRI guy. Because that's
nonsense.
Yeah, no, it's true. I will never flirt with anybody. I am a happily married woman. But that MRI guy, I will bat my eyes like I am 19 years old again, because he can look at those things and he knows what's wrong with me.
Yes.
And he will not tell you.
Yes.
And then he will pretend like, oh, I don't read these. I just send them. And then you have to talk to your doctor. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No, you're
right.
You
know 100% what's wrong with me.
Yeah. And when you look at there, you're trying to just read their face.
Uh-huh.
Right. And it's the worst. And if they take 2 days to call you back, it's torture.
So that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So now the MRI guy does the MRI, and I was like, oh, I'm going to flirt with this guy. So I'm like, oh, can I look?
And he's, oh, my God. Twirling like, your hair.
And he's so excited that I'm into it. He's like, yeah. He calls me over.
Such a cool job.
I'm looking at all the images, and he's pulling up my knee, and I'm like, I'm acting dumb. I'm like, oh, my gosh, is that my, what's it called, a patella? Like I don't know, please. Like, I just had surgery. I'm 100% aware what my problem is.
You walked in right after reading a diagram.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And he's like, yes. And I'm like, is that fluid in my kneecap? I go, what's this mess right here? And then he got my number.
He got quiet.
He was like, you're going to have to wait for the surgery.
Oh, he busted you.
And I was like, all right. He's like, 24 hours, they'll get back to you. Well, guess what happens? 24 hours goes by. The doctor still doesn't call me. But because of new technology, they have this thing now where, like, you get your test uploaded to the app.
Yes. So, people have heard of the internet. Yeah,
right.
New technology.
Well,
thank you.
Remember, like, you just have to wait for the doctor to call you. But now you can see the test results. So now I'm reading all the medical jargon. And
this
is what it says on the ordering diagnosis. It says, rupture of ACL, initial encounter, blah, blah, blah. Peripheral tear of medial meniscus, blah, blah, blah. This is all the stuff I had already. And then it says, wait for it, cyclops lesion of the right knee.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's all I kept thinking about was, why in the world do I have a cyclops lesion on my right knee? And what is a cyclops lesion? But at this point, it's 7 o'clock at night, and I know that the doctors are not calling me back, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a cyclops lesion. So what do? You start looking on the internet.
Yeah, let me be a doctor.
And all of a sudden, I started reading all these things about what a cyclops lesion is. And I'm just scared because everything says you need another surgery. So all night, I'll be honest, I cried. And my husband's like, can you stop crying? Because you read on the internet that you need another surgery. And I'm like, Paul, I'm like, every single person that's had a cyclops lesion needs this surgery. And he's like, you stop doing this until the doctor calls you tomorrow. And I was like, oh. So I had to wait, and I cried all night, and the doctor called me. And guess what? I need another surgery.
Can you just tell me why it is that it's named that?
I asked the guy, and he said the way that it's shaped, that it looks like a cyclops. It's like, it's basically a weird term for scar tissue and the way it's formed.
Yeah.
And it looks like a cyclops. So my, of course, a next reaction is, like, I want to keep it. Like, once you cut the cyclops out of my knee,
right,
could I take it home with me and raise it in a little, like, mason jar and have it be my pet?
Keep it like a patch. You can wear it as a third eye around the holidays.
Exactly. 44 million people will be traveling this weekend. But what's on their road trip playlist? 1-800-330-9999. Mario, what's on your road trip playlist?
Got to be American Pie by Don McLean.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the
living. Oh, please. Let's not do the thing where you're going to sing every single one.
The good old
boys. Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's the whole point of a road trip song, right? It's so good that everybody knows the words, at least a verse or so. And then you get to the parts where you don't know, and you're like,
and you kind of mumble along.
Right, right.
Lisa, what's on your road trip playlist?
Like, I know it's old, but On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
Going places that I've never been. Willie Nelson is always good for a little bit of a conversation starter, right?
I mean, he's just out there trucking still. He's on tour right now.
Yeah,
you know,
he's trucking and smoking. That's what he's doing.
I mean, it worked well for him, right? Yeah,
I mean, he is making so much loot. He's in the cannabis industry like crazy. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe, what's on your road trip playlist?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be. But I would walk 500
miles and I would walk 500 Something about that song, I just start bopping up and down.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Like the first few lines of the song, you're like, oh, this is so cheesy. And then you're screaming at the top of your lungs by the time the song is over and bouncing up and down like a crazy person.
Shut up, Bob! You know, all the time.
That is a good one.
Natalie, what's on your list?
Love Shack. V52. Yeah.
You get a little excited there already, huh?
I know.
I don't know. Not my favorite one. I'm not a big singer on that. They did Rome after that, too. I mean, that feels more like a road trip for me, but nobody, you know, subscribed to that single. Nobody cared.
Right. In the middle, we had everybody on hold. Raven was arguing with her about that Rome should be the one that she plays. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, what are you
talking
about?
It's a good song. It's a good song. Cool video.
Yeah. Rita, what's on your road trip playlist?
Undoubtedly, Let Me Ride by Dr. Dre.
Oh, what? It's a good one.
I love that. I mean, I am the girl that's got 90s hip-hop playing my whole road trip.
Until
my husband.
Yeah.
It's so funny because all I want to listen to is 90s hip-hop on road trips, and all my husband wants to listen to is 90s alternative rock. I'm like, if I hear one more Pearl Jam song, I'm going to lose my mind. And he's like, well, that's how I feel about Dr. Dre. And I'm like, it doesn't make sense to me. But here's the thing. We've got a new road trip song that you're absolutely going to love. You're going to blast this in the car. You're going to love it. Your kids are going to love it. And producer John wrote it.
We're driving in the car, car, car. We're going real far, far, far. Well, happy 4th of July. We're driving to the party in the car, car, car. Well, Anna and Raven want to party with you. But first we got a little bit of driving to do. Anna throws a party at her new beach place. And Raven had a firework blow up in his face. We're in the car, car, car. We're going real far, far, far. Well, happy 4th of July. We're driving to the party in the car, car, car. Yeah!
Some songs John is more proud of than others.
Is he really proud of this one?
Well, I'll let you judge by his face through the window.
No, he doesn't seem too happy with that. I enjoyed it very much.
Have a great trip, everybody.
Seems like whenever there's a lot of controversy in our country, like there is right now, the number one thing that people always say is, we're going to leave. We're going to move to Canada.
Yeah, yeah. I'm leaving. I'm going to renounce my citizenship.
All the time. Right. But if you actually moved to Canada, would you be able to pass the Canadian citizenship test when you arrived at the border? Good news, guys.
Oh, boy.
I have the Canadian citizenship test right here.
Okay, right.
All right, Raven, we have all these questions here. You're going to ring in with the dog toy. Producer John, you have the maraca to ring in. And producer Sean, you have our bell. All right, question number one. Under oath of citizenship in Canada, to which person do the Canadian citizens swear their allegiance? One, the Prime Minister. Two, Sovereign. Or three, Celine Dion. I'm going to say John first.
It's the Sovereign.
The Sovereign is correct.
What?
Otherwise known as?
Queen Elizabeth. It's on
exactly.
Their money.
Exactly.
I just want to say, I think that's unfair. I think we should be adding the word A after to our answers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the Sovereign A.
A.
Yeah.
Sovereign A.
The Sovereign A.
Sovereign A, right. They also say right.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereign, right?
I'm sorry about that.
Number two. Who is Canada's representative? A, the people. A, the Sovereign. Or A, wait. Justin Bieber. That's going to go to Raven.
It's got
to
be the Sovereign now. I mean, he just said it.
Yes.
All right.
Correct. Also correct. Yeah. Why do they call the queen the sovereign? Is that just another fancy word for it?
Yeah, it's just a fancy word for queen.
All right, cool. A. Number three. How old is the tradition of ordering liberty that Canada contains?
Wait, what?
Yeah, how old is the tradition of ordered liberty that Canada contains? I told you, this is literally the test. A, 800. A, 2020. Or A, 1047. I'm going to say that's going to go to Sean.
I'm going to go with 1047.
That is incorrect.
Ah!
800. I'm sorry.
What's that all about?
That means you got to go back to the United States of America.
All right.
Number four. The Constitution of Canada was amended to entrench which Canadian charter in 1982? A, the Canadian Charter of Poutine and Maple Syrup.
Sounds delicious.
A, Canadian Charter of Right and Freedom. Or A, Canadian Charter of Hockey and Egg. That's going to go to John.
Canadian Charter of Right and Freedom.
That's it.
Woo!
Congratulations. Two more. From where does the name Canada come from? A, from cannabis, the Greek Latin word meaning cannabis.
Nice.
Cannabis.
Go Canada.
Sorry.
A, from Kanata, the Iroquois word for village. Or C, otherwise known as A, from cannoli, an Italian word for a delicious cream-filled pastry. Raven, even though you jumped the gun, I'm going to give it to you.
It's got
to
be the native word, and you're throwing me off with the A before the answers, and that being not the right answer being A.
You still cheated, though.
Turns into B or C.
Give the first line of Canada's national anthem. Oh, Canada, the home of Jim Carrey and Ryan Gosling.
Nope.
That's it.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. Or A, Canada, be polite and love the queen. That was a tie. All right, let's go to Sean.
A, Canada, be polite and love the queen, eh?
That's not it. You really thought that was it?
No, I knew it wasn't.
All right.
I just wanted to say that.
Did you?
Raven?
It was B, whatever B was. Yeah. I forgot what you said.
Oh, Canada, wait. Our home and native land. That is correct.
Look at how upset John is
I'm
that you forgot
saying,
his maracas.
John, I knew it.
All right. Here's what we've all learned. None of us should be moving to Canada.
We're not getting in anyways. No. We can
Yay.
Go, but they're not going to open the door.
Can you help settle a debate that we're having here? 1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? I don't like fireworks. I'll say it. I go when I have to because, you know, I'm a team player and we're going to the show and sure. But I can't stand the home ones. And I don't like when they're late at night. And don't you think that there should be a curfew for fireworks that's actually enforced by somebody?
I mean, first off, you don't have the manpower to enforce it everywhere all over the place. But I'll just say, theoretically, this weekend, there's no curfew for it whatsoever this entire weekend. Now, it only applies to like one other day, and that would be like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, maybe Memorial Day weekend. But other than that, fireworks this weekend, no rules whatsoever. Other than that, you don't need to be setting them off. I'm cool with that. I don't need to hear it like on a Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. But like, let's say even why do you have to set off fireworks at 1 o'clock in the morning when the kids are sleeping and the dogs are sleeping? And
well,
you want to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense as to why you do that. I mean,
well,
I
listen,
understand that you're drunk in a backyard somewhere and that that's what's happening.
Well,
with
that's
your
what's
party.
Happening. I mean, right. Nobody makes a plan to do their display at 1 a.m.
Oh,
I
no.
Mean,
I think that they say, like, we're going to wait till late night and we're going to set these off. I believe that.
No, to me, it's like a drive-in movie. The second that the sun goes down, that's when the fireworks come out. But again, if you're running behind, if it's 11 o'clock, you got a late rager or whatever, that's fine. At 2 o'clock, even if I hear one go off on 4th of July weekend, I forgive you. I forgive you that weekend.
I'd like to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning when everybody's asleep and set them off and see if you feel the same way.
See, I still forgive you.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and we asked, do you think there should be a curfew for fireworks for 4th of July weekend? And let's see. Lisa wrote, yes, I'm sure your poor dog is traumatized by them and not out loud outside a week before or after July 4th. Amanda said, yes, 10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
10 p.m.
I mean, if your
curfew.
Display is more than 30 minutes... It's just getting dark at like 9. Amanda, ease up, Amanda.
Amanda, I'm with you. 10 p.m. sounds perfect.
What, you're crazy.
Yeah. Huh. Melissa says, yeah, I thought a 10 p.m. noise curfew would be the perfect time to put into place. Uh-huh.
Well, that is the noise curfew widely accepted in most areas, again.
Carrie says 11 p.m. I don't know, Carrie. I'm good with 10.
11 p.m. seems at least fair. I mean, are we grown-ups here? It's America.
Five Call says it all. Do you think there should be a curfew this weekend for the 4th of July for fireworks?
I don't think that there's any rules when it comes to 4th of July weekend on fireworks. I mean, be safe, but all hours is fine. What I don't like is random fireworks being shot on a Tuesday. You can do it tonight till midnight, 1 a.m., whatever.
I disagree. I think there should be like a cutoff time when you can't light fireworks off anymore. So at least you know you could have some rest that night. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Five Call says it all.
Okay, so I have a great idea. Italy, for years, has invented fireworks with no noise.
What?
So it doesn't scare the pets. Why the hell doesn't this country buy their fireworks?
I can't believe that's a real thing.
Because it sounds boring.
But
I'm going to tell you both why. Because that sounds boring.
You know what? They are a year ahead of us in fashion. I'm Italian. I dig it. But let me tell you something. This isn't a new invention for them. And it's really stupid that it's never come across the water.
I mean, your Italian pride is very apparent. But I like my fireworks with a bang. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm with her. I would like fireworks if they were soundless. Oh, my gosh. Silent fireworks. It's a real thing. I Googled.
Well, sell it to America.
Yes.
It's Anna on Raven. Five calls says it all. Do you think there should be a curfew for fireworks during 4th of July weekend?
No way. I am with Raven 100% on this.
That's what I'm talking about. Here we go. Let's get our bandanas out. Let's go ahead and get a Budweiser and let's have a good time.
I don't even mind them on New Year's Eve. It's a celebration. I understand there's dogs and kids, but you know what? It's whatever. It's not every single day.
It's one day. I put on my Chihuahua's Thunder shirt, and he's good. Mm. He's good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. What do you think? Should there be a curfew for fireworks?
Definitely.
And what time do you think it should be?
Okay, originally I was thinking 10, but then I kind of rethought it, and I said 11.
That's like when I have to figure out like a curfew for my kids, my older daughter, and I like I give a time that's a little too early, and then she kind of nudges me, and then I give in for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact thing.
You know what's nudging you right now?
Exactly.
Patriotism.
Oh.
America.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us have another 60 minutes. Appreciate that.
Five calls says it all. Benny, what do you think?
4th of July is once a year. I'm up for it all night. You know, I understand that people have standards and, you know, people got to get up the next morning. Come on. It's one day a year. It's time to just throw it all out there that night. And then other nights you can have some kind of curfew.
Let's be real, man. Ain't a lot of people got to get up the next day. They got the day off, right? If it's the 4th, it's the 3rd, it's the 2nd, going into a long weekend. Yeah, enjoy it anytime.
Except for all those people that do have to go to work.
who are shaking
their head right now.
They'll get a nap some other time.
Gina, Five Calls says it all. What do you think about a curfew for fireworks?
Honestly, I just don't think that any person who's not a professional should be setting off fireworks. It drives me crazy. It's too loud. It makes me scared. It freaks out people's dogs. People light their hair on fire. I don't even know. People that are not professional fire handlers should not be messing with fireworks. That's my hot take.
Yo, your hot take, people bash me all the time, is also my hot take. And it's not a popular thing, but I don't. I think that they're dangerous, and I think that any yahoo that decides to light it off is only asking for problems.
And most of the time, they're either drunk or a child, which is also really problematic.
Yep, I agree.
I'm going to do both this weekend.
Good.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Doesn't matter if you're a mama, you're a dada, if your kids have four legs and furry, or a human and running around and driving you crazy. It's not easy being in charge. And that's why this is your chance to, well, get it off your chest. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Hey, Billy Joe, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Actually, I have been improving ever since I got the job for the last 2 months. And they asked me if I would sort to go to from a CNA to a tech to be given out the medicine.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, look at you.
Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm over 55 years old.
Awesome.
I'm a big believer that when you find something that ignites a passion in you or it's intriguing to you, interesting to you, you can just accelerate really quickly at that, right? You can pick it up quick and do very well at that. So good for you.
Yes, sir. You're so right about that. It's a nursing home, and everybody just loves the heck out of me. The energy I'm giving y'all right now is the energy I give them.
I just love to hear good people working in those locations, right? Because when your grandmother, your parent, or whoever is in those locations, you know, you can't always get there every time.
Yeah.
It's on you guys, and it's a big job, I know.
So
some people just don't have anybody.
So not only have you earned your margarita, you get to have your margarita and celebrate. So congratulations.
I'd like to have a t-shirt instead.
You know what?
You know what? We'll get you one.
Hold on a minute. We'll get you a t-shirt.
Oh, well, thank you. I listen to y'all all the time. I just love the hell out of y'all.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's so nice. And thank you for the work you're doing. Hold on. Nicole, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
My husband and I have been fighting all week because our son wants to quit baseball and he wants him to keep playing. We don't know what to do.
Oh, that's a tough call. That's definitely a conversation to have over multiple margaritas, I think.
I mean, but you're still making the decision for the child who's already telling you what it is he wants to do. Is it really worth it? I mean, I get it. Working with a team and all that, I understand that's important to learn, but they don't like it, they don't like it. You're just wasting time, investment, and punishing them.
Why does he want to quit? Because he hates the sport and he wants to play a different sport? That's a different story. If they quit just because they're lazy and they want to play on their phone all day and they just don't want to have to like leave the house and do something that's exercise, that's a different argument.
What if they hate team sports in general?
Well, then you got to figure out something else to do. You can't just stay home all day. I've been in this situation before, and I understand what you're going through, so in that case, you can have two margaritas today, that's for sure.
Mommy's Margarita Friday. What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
My kids were off from school, and I planned an entire week of activities. So the kids were not on the phone. They did not play video games. They were entertained.
Oh, that's fantastic, and I'm sure difficult.
Did you sing and dance and tap? I'm just confused. I mean, how would you do that for an entire week?
I was exhausted.
Right.
Honestly.
You earned your margarita. Enjoy it.
Have a great 4th.
Yeah, thank you.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Katie, today we're playing Craigslist Price is Right. Up for grabs, we've got a $100 gas card. This is an easy game to play, all right? It's the summer edition. So Anna is going to describe for me an item that's for sale right now on Craigslist. It's going to be summer related. All you have to do is tell us whether or not my guess at the price is higher than, lower than, or equal to the listed price. All right, do that and the gas is yours.
Okay.
All right, Anna, what do you got today?
How would you like a used slip and slide lawn toy?
Ooh.
Okay, it's a used slip and slide. Let's not make this fancy. It's exactly what it is. And all the comments say is slip and slide lawn toy. Water slide, slip and slide for adults and kids. 20 feet, extra long with sprinkler, 2 body boards, backyard games, water slides, summer outdoor splash toys, outside play.
Wait a minute. It sounds like they're throwing in a ton of stuff here, or they're just trying to get anybody that's doing a search.
Yeah, it's 100% what they're doing.
Okay. I was going to say, if it came with body boards, that's crazy, yo.
Yeah, but when you look at it, it's a used slip and slide. And all I keep thinking about is, like, have you ever had a used slip and slide? Like, have one in your yard for a while?
Well, I mean, I've used one before.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to somebody else's house, I always prefer to use my own instead of going to somebody else's house because you don't know whether or not they checked for rocks.
The problem at my house is we just pulled out the slip and slide the other day.
Yeah.
And it's, like, moldy and nasty. And my daughter was like, let's just hook it up. And I'm like, I don't know, Hayden.
Ew.
Ew.
Right.
Exactly. Because after you use a slip and slide once or twice, like, they get kind of funky.
Let me see the picture.
All right. How much do you think this slip and slide is? And I like how they incorporated a lot of new pictures of it and not what it actually looks like now that it's used.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go $25. $25.
All right, $25. Do you think the actual retail price of this used slip and slide is more than 25, less than 25, or is that the actual retail price?
I think it's more.
You're right. Actual retail price, $30 for a used slip and slide.
$30? They're crazy.
Just go buy a new one.
Yeah, they'll never sell this thing. But you know what? You've got the $100 gas card.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. Have a great 4th.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Sean and Dana. Dana, what's going on?
All right. So Sean wants to invite his ex's parents to our wedding.
Why?
He says that he's close to them. He doesn't want to invite the ex, but like fostered a really good friendship with their parents. And I'm like, no, I don't understand why he would want to invite them.
Sean, why?
And this has nothing to really do with my ex. I mean, I was practically raised by them. I actually even lived with them for a little bit when I was in high school. They really are family. And, you know, I'm not inviting my ex at all. You know, I feel like it would be really awkward for them not to be at the wedding. I understand. I mean, I understand that this is not a normal situation, but there's nothing malicious. You know, this is an honest thing. I mean, they are part of my family.
What is your ex in all of this?
No communication.
How long have you guys been broken up?
Oh, we've been broken up for years.
It's tricky only for one reason, right? I mean, first off, you're an adult. You should be able to invite whoever you want to. It's your day. you get as much say as your fiance in this argument. At the same time, Dana's about to be your wife. And if it makes her feel awkward, she shouldn't have somebody there at the wedding. I got to imagine to myself, how does it make the ex feel too? My kid's 24. I have zero relationship with any of his exes. When your kid is dating somebody, you get close with them and give them guidance from time to time. Of course you do. And if they need your help, you do. But once it's over, you have to move on because your child has moved on. And that's why you can't fall in love with the people that your kids go with.
I 100% agree with all that, except that he lived with them in high school.
I mean, I had friends that lived with me. They're not invited to our family functions, I'll tell you right now.
I don't know. Why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because they may agree with you, Dana. Sean, your intentions are good, but they just don't belong at your wedding. And I think they'll understand. But they may see your side, too. If you have such a deep connection with them, what's wrong with extending the invite?
I would think it would be weird if they accepted the invite. You could ask, and right, they might say no. Who knows what the audience thinks? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Sean and Dana are making the guest list for their wedding, and Sean would like to invite his ex's parents. Not his ex, his ex's parents. They were instrumental in his adolescence. He actually lived with them for a while when he was in high school, and he's remained friends with them. But Dana has a big problem with that.
Well, Dana just thinks it's going to be awkward, right? And Dana is the bride, obviously. She says, why would these people need to be here? She's never really met them. She says that he hasn't even talked to them in like the past year or so. So it's just going to be awkward altogether. She thinks that they can be left off the guest list. There's other people that should make the list before them.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sandy, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Because I think, as he said, you know, their family, they raised him. It sounds like he's very close to them. And I'm sure she was aware of this relationship when they started their relationship. So it's not the ex. It's her parents. So it sounds like it's really important to him. And, you know, it's his day as well.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. What if your fiancé wanted to invite his ex's parents to your wedding? That's exactly what's going on with Sean and Dana. They're making the guest list. And, well, Sean's ex, her parents, he's always been very close with them. He even lived with them when they were in high school. But Dana says, no, it's awkward. I don't want them there.
Dana thinks, listen, we've got 100 people anyways. There's other people that should make the list before your ex's parents. I mean, seriously, I don't need them there.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on his side, and I'll tell you why, just real quick. Is that I'm not sure if he has introduced his fiance to them, and maybe that was the problem, that she could have at least grown to have a relationship with them too. But he didn't break up with the parents. He broke up with their daughter. She's not in their life anymore. I don't think it's a big deal, but I think that he should at least introduce his fiance to them and at least clear that intelligently.
You know, I mean, I guess that's good if it's important to him, right? I mean, on the other hand, she might be like, I'm not interested.
I would want to. If my husband had a relationship with somebody, no matter what the history is, and they meant a lot to him at one point in his life, why wouldn't you want to meet them if you love your husband? It doesn't make sense.
Sure.
Hey, Denise, whose side are you on?
I'm actually on Sean's side. I can completely relate to the situation that he's in, and it doesn't have anything to do with his ex. If he's fostered a relationship with the parents, and it's a tight one, and they made a big difference in his life at some point, I think that he has every right to invite him to his wedding. It's the most important day of his life.
Lucas, you're on Sean's side. Why?
I would have to say that, like, as you get older, you just get more mature, and just because you want to be, you know, around someone's parents doesn't mean that you want your ex still. It is everything to do with being mature and just realizing that inviting them to the wedding is not a big deal.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sean, our audience agreed with you. If you really feel strongly about inviting them, then invite them. Dana, you have to understand that these people had a big part of his life, and at your wedding day, you want the people that had a big part of your life there.
Oh, I mean, okay. I guess the court has made their decision.
Right.
I'll try to. I'm just still wrapping my brain around it. But yeah, thank you.
Dana, you're going to be so busy that day, you're hardly even going to notice. We tend to think when we're getting ready for something like this that you know, every one of these things are going to be on our mind. They're not. You're going to be getting pulled in 1,000 directions. You know, more concerning is going to be your dress, that stain, the thing that didn't arrive on time, the person who didn't show up. You're probably not even going to recognize whether or not they're there.
Okay, maybe so.
Sean, that's going to make you feel a little bit better, I'm guessing.
I mean, I am. I mean, I feel kind of validated. It feels good to know that it's like, you know, people understand that I'm not trying. I'm out here trying to do something malicious. You know, it really is about family.
They might say no anyways. Make your whole life easier.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot is $900 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Patty, you ready to play?
I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Patty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I feel like all my useless knowledge just went out of my head.
Oh,
I'm
my
ready.
Okay, well, let's do our best. Okay, number one, Sandra Bullock has taken a hiatus from acting and says she doesn't know if she's ever going to return. She won an Oscar for Best Actress for her role in what 2009 football drama film that was based on a true story?
The Blind Side.
Number two, 90% of people plan to be driving over 4th of July weekend. What car company has used the slogan, Drivers Wanted?
Volkswagen.
Number three, the final 2 episodes of Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2 dropped on Netflix. A song by Kate Bush from the 80s has re-entered the pop charts because of its popularity on Stranger Things. What's the title of that song?
Running Up the Hill.
Number four.
Bad Hill.
Okay. Number four, Logan Paul signed a multi-year deal with the WWE. He has more than 23 million subscribers on what platform that launched his career?
YouTube. I don't know.
Number five, Tim Allen said the new Lightyear movie has nothing to do with his original character. Who voices the new Buzz Lightyear?
Chris Evans.
I mean, Patty.
Wow. No.
Yo.
Patty got all 5.
Wow, Patty. Woo! All right, let's see here. $900. Let's see how I do.
Oh, come on. Don't tie. All right, number one. Sandra Bullock has taken a hiatus from acting because she doesn't know when or ever she's going to want to return.
Hmm.
She won an Oscar for Best Actress for her role in what 2009 football drama that was based on a true story?
Football drama, true story. That's Blind Side.
Number two, 90% of people plan to be driving over the 4th of July weekend. What car company has used the slogan Drivers Wanted?
It's VW.
Yes. Number three, the final 2 episodes of Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2 dropped on Netflix. A song by Kate Bush from the 80s has re-entered the pop charts because of its popularity on Stranger Things.
Yeah.
What's its title?
Running Up That Hill.
Yes, I gave it to you too, Patty, even when you corrected yourself. Ah!
Thank you.
All right. Number four, Logan Paul signed a multi-year contract with the WWE. He has more than 23 million subscribers on what platform that launched his career?
He's a big deal on YouTube.
Yes. Oh. Number five, Tim Allen said the new Lightyear movie has nothing to do with his original character. Who voices the new Buzz Lightyear?
Chris Evans. Sorry to rip that money right out of your hands.
I mean, literally, that was her.
It was already spent.
I mean, am I supposed to mail it in? I can't do it. I can't duck.
Patty, I'm so sorry. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt. We got to schedule you to play again sometime. That was phenomenal.
I would love to. Thank you.
Good game, Patty. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,000 when the game returns, Anna.